Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Incline my heart, O Lord, to your decrees, and favor me with your law. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate with meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And when coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat the meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.'" You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have given from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many other things." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Well, this time you remind us that washing hands is very important, but the Jews also very important. But Jesus made a comment on this. Yeah, it's important to keep clean, but it's more important to keep our soul clean. If we don't have love, even do many good things outside, outwardly, it doesn't please God. And the first reading from the from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, creation of the world, of the universe, and in a special way, creation of man. It says very clearly, man was made according to the image of God. What does it mean? Blessed Trinity is a loving communion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In a simple way, we explain the Father loves the Son responds this love towards the Father, and this reciprocal love is the Holy Spirit. So when there is love, there is communion, there is a presence of God in us. If we do not live in love for one another, we are locked in communion with the Holy, with the Blessed Trinity. That's why Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. Love and one another as I love you. So the Jesus way of to love is unconditional. Jesus' love is always the first one to love. So when we practice this mutual love, then we live the Spirit of God. By this way, we are truly the disciple of Christ. At the Last Supper, Jesus only gave, after blessing the bread and wine, they of course received his knife, then also he prayed, Father, that they all be one, all be united. First in the name, in Jesus Christ, in the Blessed Trinity. When we have true love, then we are the disciple of Christ. Thank the Lord, we are called to follow him. Ask Jesus to give us the strength, start again. Whatever we did not do well in the past, start again today. Whatever we do is for greater glory of God.